Book of Matthew today, chapter number 13. I'd like to start in a series of sermons, if God had allowed me to do that, on the emblems of the church. The Holy Ghost penned down in your Bible, it was Holy Ghost inspired. Every word in your King James Bible is inspired. If you don't have a King James Bible this morning, then if you'll see me at the service, I'll see that you'd get one. Our church would love to buy you one. If it saved Grandpa and his grandpa, it'd save your grandyoungins this morning. We don't need a new Bible. We need to live out of the one that we preach by. Now, the Bible said in the book of Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 13 and verse 45, we'll find one of the great emblems of the church that the Lord Jesus left. He said, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. When he found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it." Thank you for standing this morning of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Few things I'd like to bring out to start. The merchant man is Jesus. You find him seeking. I'm glad today that he's seeking sinners. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus is the blessed friend of a sinner that any sinner would ever have. A lot of you and you running and drinking buddies, you'll soon find out that when they done drunk up all of your booze, they're going to walk off and leave you. Some of you are going to find out when you spent your last dime that they're going to walk off and leave you. Young ladies, when they get out of you what they purposed in their heart to get from you, you're going to find that a lot will walk out and leave you. But there is one that sticketh closer than a brother this morning. And I'm glad I know him in the free pardon of sin as the Lord Jesus Christ. We find him as a merchant man seeking. And then we see that he is looking just not for any old thing. But the Bible said that he is seeking goodly pearls. There is his wonderful church. I can't even imagine how much that we mean to the Lord Jesus Christ. I was sitting there thinking, I'm walking in new waters in my life. I'm finding things that I never knew existed. I find fears that come against me that I never had before. I find things in my daily walk of Christ because I'm going to other places that I've never been. But I'm going to tell you, I don't understand how much that He loves us. If I love this assembly as much as I love it this morning, Christ loves it a great, great more. He said that he came seeking goodly pearls. And now I want to share with us just a few points on this emblem of the church. You'll see a pearl, and I want to say this. You'll find this emblem a pearl of great price. Of great price. The church to Jesus matters most of all. Jesus came and he hung and died for the sins of the whole world. He paid for the sins of the whole world, but he came specifically for his church. This morning we see a mentioned person in verse number 45. The Bible said again, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls." We see in verse number 45 an introduction. A merchant man means a collector of rare gems or a dealer of great wealth. We see this mentioned person. I'm glad he's just not any old person. I'm glad he's just not any old collector. I'm glad he's just not any old merchant man. But he was the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, he does have a name that is above all names this morning. The names of Muhammad means nothing to me. The names of Buddha means little to me. The names of Joseph Smith means nothing to me. But there is a name that stands above all names this morning. the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was Emmanuel, God manifested in the flesh, God with us. Can I tell you, the Lord Jesus is the dearest friend I've ever had. He's just not any old man, but He is a good man. He's a God man this morning. God manifested in the flesh, walked in this world, robed in the flesh of man, but yet God was come down to where me and you was, walked a sinless and a perfect life, that we all could go free this morning. Oh, what a Savior today. Oh, we see this mentioned person. We see the introduction. He was a merchant man, a collector of rare gems. But then notice, secondly, in verse 45, not only do you see the introduction of the mentioned person, but you'll see the great involvement of the mentioned person. For he said in verse number 45, he was seeking. I'm glad the Lord is looking today for people that makes up His church. You say, Brother Ken, I want to know something. Does the Lord love me? He loves you more than what you know this morning. He loves you more than ever how you could fathom in your little finite mind. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, God loves you so much. We see that He came seeking. Aren't you glad He came looking for you one day? We see this mentioned person. Oh, we see his introduction. We see his involvement. And then we see his interest. I'm glad God was interested in me. And we see in verse 45, he came looking for goodly pearls. Can I show you something, a little great truth in the Bible? He said this, seeking goodly pearls. But when he found one, can I tell you today, his interest was on goodly pearls. But he sought us one pearl at a time. Well, I'm glad that when he's seen the whole church made up, he's still coming to those sinners. And he's making up that church one sinner at a time. The day God pulled you out of this old world, put you in His family, He came to you one upon one. I'm glad He loves individuals, aren't you? A lot of people just loves a crowd. But I'm glad that God loves individuals. I'm glad, my friend, that if you would have been the only one that was ever saved, He would have died for you individually. If you'd been the only one that would have said, Lord, save me a sinner, He'd still got on that cross and died for you individually. Oh, what a Savior today. A lot of people, they're so interested in numbers, but He's interested in individuals. He knows what you need individually. He knows who you are as an individual. He knows where you was yesterday as an individual. He knows where you're going tomorrow as an individual. I'm glad He knows us as individuals. I'm glad I'm not a number. I'm glad I'm not a name. I'm glad I'm one of His children this morning. One blessed day He came to where I was and sought me out and pulled me out of this world. And I'm ever indebted to His good amazing grace this morning. We see the mentioned person. We see his introduction, his involvement, and his interest. Isn't it amazing he was interested for something like you? Isn't it amazing that he was interested for something like me? A mentioned person. Secondly, verse 46, notice this magnificent price. We see an astounding truth. He said when he found one pearl of great price, I'm fixing to run. He went and sold all that he had and bought it. A magnificent price. We see this astounding truth in Philippians 2 and verse number 5. I want to show you what the Lord did. He said, hey folks, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given Him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The magnificent price, He sold all that He had. A multimillionaire became penniless through one tremendous transaction. An astounding truth, He sold all that He had. He walked down the stairway of the stars, got on an old rugged cross, He that owned everything, He that spoke it all into existence, He the one that scattered the waters across this universe and hung on an old cross and said, I thirst! The one that had it all, gave it all, to get on an old rugged cross, a magnificent price. I'm going to tell you this morning, it matters most of all what Christ has done for us. Muhammad done nothing for me. Buddha done nothing for me. Honey, I'm going to go on and tell you the Baptist church done nothing for me. You hear me and hear me well. Most Baptist churches won't even let me in their pulpit. But there's one from the hills of Galilee that mounted an old rugged cross and hung and died for you and died for me. And what a magnificent price that He paid for me and you individually this way. He died for you. He died for you. Oh, what a Savior. He'd die for something. Me that should have been killed. Me that should have been on that cross. He took my place on that old rugged cross. Oh, what a magnificent price. We see here that the Lord gave it all. An astounding truth. He sold all that He had. You know something? I don't know if any of you have ever done that for your children or your loved ones. It's easy for us to give us a little bit of what we got left. It's easy to share out of our abundance. My friend, He gave it all for you. He gave everything He had for you. He sold it all that He may buy one pearl. Lord, that's so big this morning. I mean, He sold everything He had that He just might buy me. I'm glad I'm a bought dog this morning. I'm going to tell you, honey, I'm going to bark for Him every chance I get. I say hallelujah. I'm glad that I ain't your dog this morning. I'm glad I'm bought with a price. And the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm glad He bought me one blessed day. Sold all He had to get to one pearl. Praise God, if I was in that balcony, I'd jump off this morning. Oh, I'm glad He loved us that much. What a Savior. Oh, He sold all He had to make a purchase. A magnificent price, an astounding truth, an amazing transaction. I love this. Verse 46. The Bible said He went and sold all He had. Look here. Lord Jesus, if I run out, I'll be back by 7 tonight. And bought it. I'm glad He paid the price for it all. Aren't you glad that you'll never have to make any kind of installments on your salvation? Aren't you glad you won't never have to buy your way in, because it's a done deal this morning by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? He did not spill His blood, honey. His blood was poured out for you and me. It was no accident at the cross of Calvary, but the darling Lamb of God hung and died to pay our sin debt, pay your sin debt and mine, that He might buy us with a great price. Oh, what a Savior this morning. We're ever indebted to Him, young'uns. Ever indebted to Him. So every chance you get, you ought to throw your hand up. Say, thank You, Lord, for saving something like me. Thank You, Lord, for saying. Let me ask you something. At Christmas, when somebody give you a gift, did you thank them for it? Boy, so many times He's give us the greatest gift and you won't even raise your hands to glory land. We ought to be praising Him and thanking Him today of what He's done for me and you. You say, well, preacher, I'm ashamed to raise my hand. Well, duck your head, raise your hand anyway, honey. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Glory to God. Oh, He done a precious thing for me that blessed day. He bought it. Glad it's paid for. We see a magnificent price, this astounding truth, but this amazing transaction. He bought it in 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6. I love what the Bible says. Verse number 19. This is what He says. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? I like this, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Oh, what a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, what Brother Mike taught about this morning, and in your spirit, which are God's. A lot of us try to maintain this body. I mean, I picked up some extra pounds during Christmas. I'm trying to run them off this week. But God said, I tell you what, honey. He said, you bought with a price. He said, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. We ought to keep our spirit right with God. We ought to keep out that anger and jealousy and animosity. We ought to keep the world out of our spirit. Keep maintained upon our spirit. Keeping right in the right relationship with the Lord Jesus God. Because we're bought with a price. We're His, honey. And I'm going to tell you what's going to dawn on you. If you're saved by the grace of God, you can't do what you used to. He owns you this morning. He can put you where He wants you. He can do with you what He wants to. Because you're His and He's paid the price. And you're under His ownership this morning. What have I got to say about anything? He owns me. He bought me at the slave market. He ought to put me in hell. So that's what's the problem with some of you this morning. You never seen you go into hell. But honey, when you realize He reached way down to where you was and snatched you out, put you on a good road, put clothes on your back, put you in a family, put you in a place like this. What a praise God for putting us in a church like this. You say, preacher, I don't like it. I do. I love it. I love old-fashioned hollering and shouting and praising. Well, that hollering ain't for me. Just hang around, honey. You'll get used to it. You didn't like the first grade neither, but when you got there and your mom and daddy made you go, most of you finished. I didn't like it neither, but I got used to it. Praise God for it. Boy, we ought to shout every chance we get. We bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Astounding truth, an amazing transaction. But then notice this, verse number 46. A admirable trade. When he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought. Ain't it amazing he'd give everything he had for you? Oh, I know some of you think he got a great deal. I mean, some of you think, man, what a deal he got when he got me. But I'm going to tell you something, what a great deal we got. God would pick us out of this. You have any idea how many people's crossed that highway in front of this church this morning, saintering by, going to the lake, to the golf courses, to the deer stands? I'll tell you what you ought to do this morning. You ought to throw your hands toward heaven and say, Lord, thank you for letting me come around the Word of God and the songs of Zion. Lord, thank you for letting me gather together with your people this morning that I could be encouraged and refreshed. God, thank you, Lord, that you thought enough of me to put me in a place like this. God, thank you for putting me in the family of Jesus. Jesus is the dearest friend I've ever had. Boy, I thank Him this morning. Young man was saved on a Sunday. God sold everything He had just to get you. He sold everything He had just to get me. little old Church of Christ boy had been baptized. They lied to me and said, wash away your sins. I'm glad a preacher told me in the Bible. What shall wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm glad I found a new and a living way, the right way, the only way, and that is the Christ way today. I'm glad He loves sinners. Oh my, what a trade. He gave all He had for something like me and you. We can't even raise our hands toward Him and thank Him. Oh, this morning, what a magnificent price. A mentioned person, but thirdly, I want to look at a marvelous pearl. He said he went and sold all that he had and bought it. He said he was a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, the marvelous pearl. I want to say, first of all, about this marvelous pearl, how it was formed. It was brought about by the pain of another. Do you know how a pearl is formed? A pearl is very unique. It's the only gem that's made by the life of another. You see, there is an oyster that's on the bottom of this old ocean. There's a grain of sand that comes, and they say somehow it makes it in the crevice of the side of that oyster. And through that wounding in the side of that oyster, it secretes a solution, and it heals up that hurt over and over and over. You know what it does? It makes this splendid pearl in the side of that oyster. We see a mentioned person, a magnificent price, but we see this marvelous pearl. How it was formed. It was brought about by the pain of another. This small grain of sand places a wound in its side. It really doesn't belong there, but it accepts it. And it mends it, and it makes it. This marvelous pearl. How it was formed. But I want to say the reason you're a pearl this morning is because He was wounded for our transgressions. By His stripes we are healed. You see, when He should have took and cast us out in the open field, He reached and got us and brought us in His side. Loves us by mercy and compassion. Aren't you glad He loves sinners this morning? I don't care how much dope you've smoked. I don't care how much liquor you drink. I don't care how many wild women you've run with, honey. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean this morning. I don't care how many places you've hung out and you've hung out wrong. It don't matter. The blood of Jesus, through the wounding of His side, loves you and can make something out of you today. Oh, we see this marvelous pearl. How it was formed. But secondly, how it was found. It was found, you know where these pearls come from? In deep waters. In dark waters. In deserted waters. Where would you be if the Lord had never reached in and got you out of that sea? And brought you up and put you in His boat? Man, you was laying on the bottom of that muck and that mire. You was laying in the total depravity of your sins. You was laying in the darkness of the hour, and Jesus took it upon Himself to reach down to where you was, brought you back and put you in His blessed lifeboat and taken you back to the other side. Oh, we're ever indebted to His good grace. Hey, reach down and guide us in this marvelous pearl. We see how it was formed, how it was found, and then how it was fashioned. Have you ever noticed about a pearl? It forms the colors of a rainbow. They're all blended together and they're made up of different colors. If you take that pearl and you put it in the light, there's great, great variegated colors, colors of the rainbow. Can I tell you something? Brother Gerald, you're different than me. Brother Chris, you're different than me. Brother Wayne, you're different than me. We all have different personalities, which makes the church so unique in His body. There's some hands, some fingers, some thumbs, some eyes, some ears. But I'm going to tell you, I'm glad. I am so glad that the Lord reached down and found me. I'm seeing some colors today that I don't like. I'm seeing some colors I do like. But I'm telling you, God makes individuals different by the good grace of God. And we ought to just love one another. so. I don't like that shouting and hollering. Some do. God said, some watered, some planted. But you always remember this, honey. God gives the increase. Aren't you glad He's not a cookie-cutter God? Boy, wouldn't it be terrible if all y'all was like me? My wife say amen right there. But we're individuals. We ought to find out what our gifts are, what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are. And we ought to build our weaknesses and we ought to share our strengths. Some of you have got great strengths of encouragement, great talents in the body of Christ. You ought to be sharing that ministry with others. Some of you that are weak, you ought to be finding the Bible how to get it strong. Oh, this pearl, as it was found, as it was fashioned, He made us a particular way. And we ought to thank God that He made us. And by the way, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but that pearl, how it was formed, how it was found, how it was fashioned, but how it was finished, it became round by the work of another living being. You know what He's doing with some of you this morning, them storms of life? He's knocking them rough edges off of us. Here comes a storm. It's what He's doing. He's making a finished product, a pearl in your life. This morning we see a mentioned person, a magnificent price, marvelous pearl, but lastly, a matchless possession. I want to say it is a prized possession. Do you know what you mean to the Lord today? The book of Zechariah, chapter number 2. Book of Zechariah, chapter number 2. I doubt if many of y'all been there this week. Schofield, you can find it on 967. A matchless possession, it's prized. But thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath He sent me to the nations which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of His eye. You'll never know how important you are to Jesus. Miss Sherry, if you'd come. You know, when somebody, do you remember what? I'll give you a little nugget right here. Over in the book of Acts, what Paul was doing comes to my mind and my heart. You remember that how Saul of Tarsus was persecuting the church of Jesus? On that Damascus road, the Bible said, and Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. He said he desired of him letters to Damascus and synagogues. If he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus. The sun there shining round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? I thought he was persecuting Christians, preacher. No, he was persecuting Christ. And you know something? When somebody's persecuting you, they're not persecuting you. They're persecuting the Christ that lives in you. Jesus said, hey, Paul, Saul, you thought you was mistreating them as Christians. You're not mistreating them. You're mistreating me is what Jesus said. We're the apple of His eye. Friend, when somebody's abusing you and mistreating you, you know what you ought to do? You ought to pray for them. They don't know who they're messing with. The apple of God's eye. I think about Brother Dennis Hutchinson a lot, as humble as Brother Dennis is. Probably one of the most humblest men in this assembly. You know, a lot of times co-workers where I work, they'd pick on Brother Dennis and make fun, pick and pride. Brother Dennis, I got to thinking they don't know who they're messing with. They don't know who they're messing with. You're very important to God this morning. You're so important, He's given you men to give their lives to preach to you. You're so important that He gave His life to come die for you. Nobody's never done that for you. He thinks enough of you that He hid a place right here in Bowden, Georgia, covered it over with kudzu. Had it hid for your family. One of the businessmen in Bowden found out we'd bought this property 13 years ago. You know what he told me? He said, "You better be glad I didn't know it." He said, "I'd have bought it and you'd never got it." I said, "Wait a minute, sir. You didn't have enough money to buy it. This is divine providence. You'll never move God in His providence, friend. How He loves us, a pearl of great price. A lot of you hanging your heads down. I can watch you. You think you're no good for nothing, no good for nobody. You're good to Him. Preacher, what can I do? I don't know, but I'd be finding it. Sinner, are you laying in the bottom of that ocean this morning? Is He reaching your way? You've got to respond by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's a gift of God. It's not of yourselves. Pearl of great price, His church. You ever seen this in the Bible? And then we're going to give an altar call. This matchless possession. It's prized. It's placed. Isn't it amazing how God's placed you as a pearl? Shining. Being a blessing. His matchless possession. It's prized. It's placed and it's protected. Malachi 3:17, He said this, "They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Revelation 21:21, last place I go, but I would wish you'd watch this, get this truth this morning, this matchless possession. Revelation 21:21, look at the city. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. So why is it one pearl, preacher? Men, you go in out of that marvelous city while the ages roll on. Every time we pass by that gate of pearl, we're going to look and we're going to say, by one living being that found me and made me. The pearl of great price, by the sacrifice of Calvary, by the life of another, I'm able to come in and out of this city. I praise Him this morning. And I thank Him that He'd come to where I was and reached down and saved me. Have you ever been saved? Do you want to get saved? He's reached down. Will you grab a hold now by faith? Come and trust Him as a little child? He said all that would come He had no wise cast out. You that are saved, can you thank Him for getting you one day? You that are troubled in your mind and your spirit, can you realize that there is some goodness in you that He put in you? Be a blessing. Mind the Lord as we sing.